liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Counselor Meyer.
Here.
Counselor Anderson.
Here.
Counselor Lazier.
Here.
Counselor Stone.
Here.
Counselor Egbert is excused. Counselor Boggs.
Counselor Boggs.
Hello, Counselor Boggs.
After debate, thank you. Yes, I'm here.
And may hurt. May
not. I'm here. Introduction of media. Any media?
Mike Henneke from the News Review.
Okay, thank you. Announcements. Anyone wishing to speak before the City Council tonight on any subject matter, including the public hearing, will need to fill out a speaker form and turn it into the recorder. Forms are available on the sign-in table in the back of the room. Public comment. Agenda items only. The purpose of this public comment period is to allow citizens to present information or raise issues regarding agenda items only. There will be a time at the end of the meeting for citizens to speak about off-agenda items. A time limit of 3 minutes per citizen shall apply. All citizens must come up to the microphone. Please state name and address. I didn't get any form, so.
Public input after the council meeting.
So now we're on to the public hearing, marijuana dispensaries. I'm going to read a little statement here. For the hearing is a closure statement. Once the public hearing has been opened, all persons wishing to testify will be asked to come to the microphone and state their name and address. Those in favor will be offered a time to speak first, followed by anyone wishing to speak in opposition. The council will also hear anyone wishing to share neutral comments. A 3-minute time limit shall apply. Moving down to the legislative public hearing. Open public hearing. Now, call for staff report.
Okay, that would be me.
All right.
Okay, what you have before you tonight is an ordinance that places regulations on marijuana dispensaries. It permits them in the C3 zone if the dispensary complies with the state law. And I'm going to tell you right now, you're receiving this as a recommendation from the Planning Commission. I should have started with that. They met at 6 o'clock tonight. And their recommendation is this: to permit them in C3 zone if they comply with state law, if their hours would be 9 to 9 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. They would maintain at least 1,000 feet distance from the following uses: other dispensaries, schools, preschools, daycares, and a residential zone. The council previously adopted a moratorium on medical marijuana dispensaries. That moratorium will be lifted and on May 1st. So this ordinance does contain an emergency clause to ensure that it becomes effective May 1st. So you're going to be hearing the first reading of that ordinance, but at first you have to have a public hearing to take public comment.
Can we ask questions?
Usually after the public hearing.
Okay. Is there anybody who'd like to speak in favor of the proposed policy? Is there anybody who'd like to come and talk in opposition of it? Is there anybody who would like to make any neutral comments on it? Okay. At this time, I'd like to close the public hearing. And we're on to council discussion. Mm-hmm. That'll be time for your questions, I believe.
My question, and I kind of asked Jerry this before, but it's more maybe towards you, Chad. I guess I should first ask. In the state of Washington, I saw that there was a community that actually implemented a moratorium on the sale of marijuana in the city limits. Is that something that could happen in Oregon?
Yeah, there's ongoing litigation right now related to this very issue. There's two cases dealing with the city of Cave Junction and one case dealing with the city of Sandy. The issue in those cases, there's two issues. First, does state law preempt local jurisdictions from prohibiting either retail or medical marijuana dispensaries within their jurisdictions? And then the second issue is whether or not federal law actually preempts the state from requiring a local jurisdiction to have one of these dispensaries within their location. Depending on the outcome of that litigation and or whether or not we see some changes to state law through this legislative session, that may clarify some of these issues. As of right now, the legally safest course of action would be to permit them within your jurisdiction, but imposing reasonable time, place, and manner restrictions like the ones you have proposed before you tonight. Certainly, if you want to take a more legally risk standpoint and prohibit them within your jurisdiction, you would not be alone in doing that. Other cities are doing that, but you're likely to face some litigation if that does arise. We think there are some pretty strong arguments to support your ability to do that, but just know that it does come with a significant legal risk.
What, I guess the second part of my question was if it went to the voters on the next general election, so it wasn't immediate, but it happened in the next ballot, and the voters were to vote, would that have a difference?
So there's two different programs. Sorry, this is if it's a little confusing. There's the medical marijuana program and the recreational marijuana program. The recreational marijuana program, which was approved as part of Measure 91 last November, goes into effect as far as licensing for people who either want to do growing, processing, wholesaling, or retailing of recreational marijuana next year, so next January. There is language within Measure 91 that says if people through an initiative measure propose prohibiting any kind of sales, any kind of license within their jurisdiction, then the voters can approve that, and basically what would make the equivalent of a dry jurisdiction if you think about it under the liquor laws. Mm-hmm. There's nothing to that extent of that kind of language within the state statutes related to medical marijuana dispensaries. So there's two separate programs. Tonight, the legislation before you would actually regulate both recreational and medical dispensaries, but nothing else. So you can look at these in different ways. The 91 restriction and the voters being able to prohibit it under 91 says that it has to be through an initiative and it can't be voted on until November of 2016. Mm-hmm. So you'd still have a period from January of 2016 to November of 2016 where this prohibition wouldn't apply. We think there's pretty strong legal arguments that you could propose a different process to prohibit recreational marijuana dispensaries or growers within the jurisdiction if you want, and we can certainly talk about that in more detail in an executive session if you want to go that route.
But then the city doesn't get the tax?
No, you wouldn't get any tax because the tax is based on sales.
Chad, why is it that the pharmacies are not handling this if this is medical marijuana?
I think that's the million-dollar question, Councilor Meyer. I think there's a lot of restrictions on the pharmacies related to federal law and their ability to distribute medicine that's regulated by federal law, and they don't want to jeopardize their license by engaging in the distribution of medical marijuana. And that's my understanding as to why pharmacies, as of today, aren't interested in doing this. Depending on what happens with federal law, you may very well see that happen in the future.
Vicki, how do we know where there is daycare? And I know you know where the schools are and stuff here. We're looking at this map.
You're not going to catch all the daycare. I don't think there's any way to possibly, but we're going to try. And if you're looking at this map that was put before you that says 1,000 feet on the top of it, mm-hmm. The areas where they would be allowed is the pink area, which is C3, but because of the closeness of residential, the only ones that apply based upon the recommendation you received from the Planning Commission are these ones outlined in blue. So the bulk of it is at the 135 interchange.
Easy access, huh?
So is the county allowing them?
Mm-hmm. So well, everybody has to allow them, and well, I guess they don't. They could go to the litigation mode.
That's what I'm thinking. We got a lot of county land here that they could.
County is 500 feet from residential.
I was going to say, then the county's going to get the tax, and the city's going to get the tax.
Well, I would rather see them not so isolated. I mean, this is an isolated place down here, pretty much, and I'd rather see it a little bit closer in so that...
Well, I can show you what it would look like at 500 feet. Would you like to see that?
Yeah, I would.
We can't prepare for that. Christy made up his house.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Are these distances not in the state law?
State law doesn't care about residential setbacks. They do about schools.
I think we're
and
going
on.
Yeah.
Did you get
one?
Everybody get one?
Okay. Debbie needs one.
Oh.
You can give it to me later, but I just...
How could I forget?
You know.
I know.
So, is this the rays over there, the rays building and things out?
It does, but the rays building is too close to residential, even with the 500 feet.
That's the Dairy Queen and Taco Bell.
Right.
Okay.
And the Shell service station across the street.
Okay.
Well, I'm confused here because we have businesses that are growing in residential area right now under the medical marijuana initiative.
Say that. I'm sorry.
There's places in our community right now that are growing it for medical marijuana use that are in regular housing. So how do you make it to where, okay, these guys got to go right here?
I'm not going to make that. That's your decision to make.
I just see the
movement of not going to be mine.
Here from different groups and
rights and religions.
Growing is different. And growing for your personal use is different than growing to sell to.
How do we implement this if say, there is someone growing medical marijuana in their backyard and selling it? I mean, is that just we send the code enforcement to their door?
Chad, are you hearing that?
Yeah, so there's the two different kinds of programs. If it's a recreational marijuana, they would have no right to sell that unless they have a license. And if they have a license, then they have to operate out of an actual dispensary, a regulated dispensary. So that would be illegal, and that would just be a normal sort of police criminal investigation because they would not be exempt from the state criminal laws if they were engaged in that activity. If it's under the medical marijuana program, they could do that if they were registered as a grower for a patient. And the way that program works is a patient gets a medical marijuana card, he or she can grow the marijuana themselves, or they can have a grower do that for them. If the grower does it for them, the grower can be reimbursed for the reasonable cost, but they can't otherwise just be selling to the general public. They can only be giving to those specific patients. And I think each person can be a grower for up to 3 or 4 patients. Then there's the medical marijuana dispensary program. That, like the recreational marijuana, if you're going to have a dispensary, you've got to be licensed from the state and meet certain regulations. So if you're selling out of your backyard as a medical marijuana dispensary, that would also be illegal, and you'd be subject to the criminal laws.
And you still have to have a certain amount of plants and all that. That stuff hasn't changed as far as medical marijuana.
As far as the medical marijuana, that hasn't changed. Okay. What is going on in the legislature right now is there's this thing called card stacking, and I don't know if you guys are familiar with this, but a bunch of growers get together and they sort of stack all of their cards together from their patients. So as I said, they can grow for 3 or 4 patients. and then they get about 20 of the growers together to all grow at one site. So they're really growing for, you know, 60 to 80 patients, which is why you have these very large medical marijuana grows. The state legislature is currently looking at legislation to stop that practice.
Can the city have a ordinance about growing marijuana in the city limits, whether it's medical or not?
Yes and no. We can certainly have an ordinance related to the regulation of recreational marijuana and growing that. You know, the same sort of reasonable time, place, and manner restrictions. We have that authority under Measure 91. The Medical Marijuana Act, if it's really just someone who is growing for their own at their own house, we would probably have a difficult argument to say that we could prohibit someone from doing that if the state law explicitly permits them to do so.
Well, if we don't stop the medical marijuana growers, can we include, it's part of the ordinance, a requirement for them to register with the city so that the police department doesn't stumble across every John Doe and wonder whether or not he's legal?
For the medical or for the recreational?
For the medical.
For the medical, they're already part of the state has a registration program that the police have access to.
The local police have access to that?
Correct.
Can I ask Chief, has that been an issue?
Yes, we do have access to that.
But has it been an issue for you just stumbling across somebody you didn't know about?
Well, yeah, we normally have to call in and check with dispatch, but they run it and they give us the...
Okay.
Chad, there must be some cities that are already have marijuana dispensaries. That's
Roseburg is one.
Can you tell me what they sell medical marijuana for an ounce, and is it covered by insurance?
Like, how much does it cost?
Right. I'm trying to see what we're looking at.
Yeah, the last time you bought a chip. That's what she's asking.
No, I don't have that, man. Don't do it.
Don't say it. It's a trick question.
No, you don't know.
But you know, I live in Portland, so there's, you know, one every 1,000 feet here. So I'm sure I could go down the street and find one, and you know, let you know in about 20 minutes.
All right. Okay. Well, then the other question, you know, there are some people, and I don't want to make it difficult for people who really need medical marijuana for pain control or nausea control, from chemo treatments and that kind of thing. But my understanding is the big thing is that the doctors are giving these prescriptions just for anything almost, that you don't have to do much to get a prescription. Is that
certain doctors?
Can't we do something about the doctors? I mean, you can't have a doctor giving out pain medication or sleeping pills for just any reason. I guess you can.
You're not going to have a medical marijuana facility. If they legalize it and you can get it anywhere, these people aren't going to go to one of those facilities. They're going to be by the wayside pretty soon. They're going to be selling both of them, but I can just see another shop opening up and people don't need a card. They'll just go down and get what they want at any place they...
Well, that's why I'm wondering, is there like a discount on medical marijuana as opposed to recreational marijuana? Does insurance cover medical marijuana?
Probably not.
Oh, then because it's illegal.
I would remind you that you have I think it's a ordinance or a resolution that you adopted a tax, a sales tax of 10% on recreational and 0 on medical. So that might make a difference where they purchase.
But that sales tax is probably not going to fly. Is that right, Chad?
That's true, may not.
I think there are legal issues related to the sales tax, as we've discussed. There's also a lot of talk in the legislature that they're going to change the law to expressly permit local jurisdictions to impose a sales tax. So that's an ongoing issue. I can tell you, Councilor Meyer, from receiving information from what's going on in the state of Colorado, because they have a similar situation, is that the dispensaries there basically have two sides. One side is medical and one side is recreational. And supposedly I don't know the exact prices, but it's cheaper to get the medical marijuana than it is the recreational marijuana.
Because ultimately, could we have medical marijuana and not like a medical marijuana dispensary with not such strict regulations as we would have with recreational marijuana? I mean, when it comes time to be selling the recreational marijuana, can we put stricter regulations on it than we do the medical marijuana?
Yes, I mean, Measure 91, which was passed last November, permits the city to impose reasonable time, place, and manner restrictions, just like we're allowed to do so for medical marijuana dispensaries. I think what we'd want to do is try to draw the distinction between the two if you're going to impose stricter regulations on the recreational marijuana than the medical marijuana. We would want to, in the process of doing that, set forth our reasons why it's necessary to have those stricter regulations. And, you know, that's certainly something we can look at. Although the legislation tonight does impose restrictions on both medical marijuana and recreational marijuana, I want to be clear that the state won't start licensing recreational marijuana dispensaries until January of next year. So even though there's a time crunch here for the May 1st deadline for medical marijuana dispensaries, you have some time to explore that issue related to recreational marijuana facilities if that's a path you want to go down.
So we could just strike the recreational marijuana from this?
You could, or you could leave it in and then explore whether or not you want to make more expansive regulations for recreational marijuana facilities.
Well, I think that somebody might have a leg to stand on if we said, well, you can have a dispensary at 500 feet from a residence, and then 6 months later we say, no, we're going to change that to 1,500 feet.
Well, I think either way you're going to have to be able to articulate why you're going to have a more stringent regulation on the recreational marijuana facilities. And so that's sort of the process we would want to work through over the next several months to try to come up with those reasons. And then if we can come up with those reasons, I think that would be the justification for expanding it or imposing it in the first place, either way.
So in the League of Oregon Cities magazine, they said that it was going to be legal to grow in July. Have they put that back now?
No, so the personal use, so you personally growing and you personally using becomes legal July 1st. The actual sale, the legalization for the recreational sale doesn't start until next year because you can't do that without a license, and the state won't start licensing until January of 2016.
So if you do a dispensary and you say, okay, you're going to have a dispensary right here, how do you control the usage? Are they going to have a patio out back that they're going to go out and try their pot on, or is that a separate regulation? Or
yeah, so you're not allowed to consume the marijuana in public. So you've got to do it at a private residence, basically.
Okay. Is there anybody else besides me who wants to just deal with the medical marijuana and deal with the recreational marijuana?
I don't think you should take it out. I think you should leave it in there.
All right.
That's my opinion. I mean,
especially if you have that option to change it later.
Well, I'm not sure what we're deciding on tonight. If it's not going to happen for 2 years.
We're deciding on 500 to 1,000 feet, for what you're deciding on.
Yeah, no, I think you, yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. 4 hours in this before, and now we're back to square one.
Somebody have any thoughts on the 500 to 1,000?
Well, I would rather see it to be 500 because this is just isolated. It's just too isolated, I think. But I would rather not see recreational marijuana sold in the city, so I'd like to really have it open so that we can put more restrictions on recreational marijuana.
Okay. I agree with that.
Anybody else?
I don't think we should have it all.
Can we have, at some point, can we have an executive session to discuss, like what Chad said, you could discuss possibly moratorium legislative thing. Yeah, restrictions and an executive session so we can discuss openly. I just want to get everyone's opinion on that in executive session. It doesn't have to be today. It could be whenever, but...
Yeah, it's on the agenda today, so I'm not even sure we could do it.
No. Where's the special meeting? I don't know.
When I'm looking at this map and stuff, there's half a dozen bars within how many feet of a house. And
well, I know that doesn't make any
sense. Okay,
to me. I don't
no,
take
you
all
can't.
Your bars.
You
got
to be right here at this certain spot. And it's like alcohol to me is way worse. For driving and everything, I don't know. It's a deal to work. Chad, what happens on the Indian land? Are they sovereign?
They are sovereign. I honestly don't know the answer to that question, though, as far as to what extent their treaties require them to comply with the United States drug laws. I can find that out for you and let you know. I just don't know the answer to that off the top of my head.
That's why I was wondering if these cities are setting themselves up to where everybody's going to go to one location and the cities are going to actually get cut out of the tax. I don't know how the state tax would work on that if it is on casino land. Actually, under freedom of their religion. You know, I mean, there's so many things that it just feels like we're kicking stuff to somebody else to make the money on. And you know, I know the tax was something that everybody was for. Now we're trying to figure out, we don't want it in the city, so the city's not going to get any tax off of anything, so there's no money, and yet the people are still going to be here smoking it right in our own community like
well, don't,
we are
don't
now.
Put me in that group that I'm in favor of the tax, because I'm not in favor of marijuana at all. So.
Well, no, that's...
I mean, don't include me in that group.
No, you'll find...
I don't think the only reason to do this is to get taxes. I just don't think that's a good reason to do
this. Well, the argument, Wayne, was that we would need the tax because...
But that's not an argument to have it. That's my...
No,
that's
no,
what I'm
I
saying.
Know.
I understand where you're coming from, and I don't disagree. I just don't think that's a reason to vote for it, is just to get taxes, personally. Just to me, it's not a good idea. But I'll go along with whatever the majority does.
Are we saying it's a joint effort?
No. Might be yours, but I'm not in favor of marijuana at all.
That's
true. City limits at all. I'd just soon keep them clear out by exit 135. I think that's a perfect spot for everything out there. But that's my opinion. So.
What about patrolling that area out there? I mean, would that be... do you have an opinion? No, you don't have an opinion. What about patrolling that area?
Well, he probably has one. He just
come on.
What do you mean by what about patrolling that area?
Well,
it's a city limit.
Because it just seems like 1,000 feet is so isolated, and if you're a little bit closer in, you have more people with eyes on it. It's not just police patrol. It's just.
Down in the bottom.
See, I don't need to worry about that because that property, I believe, is owned by one individual.
And yeah.
You don't know that he's going to allow anything to be built or sell his property. He hasn't wanted to sell anything out there yet.
He'd like to defend them all.
So what you're actually doing is you're actually shutting down medical marijuana here, then, if that's what you're saying.
Okay, works for me.
The Planning Commission, what was the vote there?
The vote was 5-2.
5-2.
Uh-huh. And the only thing they changed, they recommended changing the operating hours.
The hours.
That was the operation, right?
9 to 9 and 9 to 6
on Sunday.
Why do we have to have it on Sunday? Our pharmacies aren't open on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
9 to 7. Biomart's open 9 to 7.
Chief, what's your take on the amount of calls you get on marijuana?
I don't have an opinion on this one way or the other. I see it as being problematic overall. It'll be problematic for the city. The calls for service associated with marijuana is going to go up. If you have it in more remote locations, you're likely to potentially have more problems, but we're going to have problems in populated areas. So it's problematic. whether it's 500 feet, 1,000 feet, or 1,500 feet, I think it's going to be problematic for cities and counties.
Well, I heard the governor of Colorado, who's a Democrat, say that it was the worst thing, the worst mistake they've made.
I've heard him speak as well.
Yeah.
So what's the statistics of your arrests and things like that? Do you have any?
I could go pull those stats. I don't have them off the top of my head.
See, what I'm concerned on is if somebody can go to some place and buy it, they're not going to grow it. You chase it out of your town, you could have every other backyard grown pot. And that's something that you think you're curing the problem, might be creating another problem.
Well, like, that's just it. If you have the dispensary, you have a place where people will go, and they might not mess around with growing their own. But I don't want to live next door to somebody who's growing their own pot. I just don't. Then you've got people coming over the fences to get the other person's pot, and you've got drug violence.
It happens a lot now. I know a lot of people that have that problem in Sutherland.
Because they're already growing?
No, <I'm kidding>.
Don't answer that. Yeah. If it's medical, they're, like say I was building a project right over here across the freeway, and every day it reeked. And you know, I mean, they have fans going, and it's right here in the city limits, so it's growing right here now under the, you know, some of it's indoors, but a lot of people are growing outdoors. So I don't know how you're going to control that.
I would rather have it contained in a building than everybody and their brother growing pot in their backyard.
I think that's coming no matter what, if not already here.
Well, everybody and their brother growing pot in their backyard is illegal.
Now it is.
Without jumping through the hoops of getting a medical marijuana provider.
On July 1st it will be.
No, yeah, July 1st it will be, so we're talking about...
Well, they can grow their personal, yeah.
But they'll have regulations on that.
They're not going to be
first numbers.
I guess.
I think it's four plants.
They're not going to be legally
Okay, guys, do we want to
hear the first reading?
Want to hear the first reading? And let's do that. City Recorder, you're on.
An ordinance of the City of Sutherland amending Title 16 of the Sutherland Municipal Code, restricting marijuana dispensaries to the community commercial zone C3 and declaring an emergency.
There's no more staff report. Vicki, there's no more staff report.
No, I'm done.
There's much, okay. Is there a motion?
I make a motion to pass the ordinance, but I make a motion to amend it to 500 feet.
I'll second that.
The move and second it to have the ordinance read as it is, except for the footage to read 500 instead of 1,000 feet. Any more discussion?
And that's a residence?
Yep. 500 feet from a residence. A school.
Okay. Yeah, the schools are 1,000 feet by state level.
Yeah. 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 Okay.
So Mayor McKnight, before you take a roll call vote on this, okay. I would just like to clarify that you guys are adopting this ordinance with the proposed amendments based on the findings and recommendation of the Planning Commission and based on the findings that is in the Planning Report in the report from the Planning Commission.
Correct.
Okay.
Just what you said. If there's no more discussion, we'll go ahead and vote.
Councilor Meyer?
Aye.
Councilor Anderson?
No.
Councilor Desir?
No.
Councilor Stone?
Aye.
Councilor Boggs?
No.
Mayor McKnight?
Aye.
Good job. Now it's a tie.
Motion fails.
Yes, right next to his shop, sir.
Yeah, that's what's it is his shop.
Now he'll be, see, he would have been legal.
Okay, I guess I'll just chime in if Chad's not going to. Just to say that if you don't put something in place, then the state, it'll be, they can put it anywhere next to residential.
Yeah, they can do anything they want. Yeah, that's why it's either 500 feet
or 500 or 1,000. Discuss it a little further or something.
If 500 fail, try 1,000.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. I mean, it's, I'm not persuading anybody however you want to vote, but yeah. If we don't mandate something, the state's going to come in and just what Vicki said. So, you guys want to discuss it anymore?
I'll entertain a motion that we do the ordinance, but we do it at 1,000 feet.
Okay, it's been a motion to.
I'll second it.
Honor with changing the feet back to the original of 1,000 feet. As written.
Councilor Meyer.
Based on the findings in the Planning Commission report.
I was waiting for you.
That's what you said.
Sorry. Councilor Meyer.
No.
Councilor Anderson.
No.
Councilor Lazier.
Yes.
Councilor Stone.
No.
Councilor Boggs.
No.
Mayor McKnight.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Not here at all.
Well, how can you get rid of it?
I heard three notes in my room.
Put it at 1,500.
Is that much or 1,000?
Four.
Did it?
Four.
Did it pass?
No.
It didn't pass. Okay.
No, wait a minute. Anderson said no.
Meyer said no.
Four no.
Meyer said no. McKnight said yes.
Stone said no.
Okay. So what is the state's regulations on housing?
Two yeses.
There isn't any. Pardon? Sorry. There isn't any regulations on houses with the state.
The state doesn't regulate how close you can be to residential. They regulate how close you can be to schools.
Daycare.
So I'd also just like to clarify that under the state law, the medical marijuana dispensaries are permitted in not only commercial zones, all commercial zones, but also industrial zones and mixed-use zones. So what the proposal recommendation from the Planning Commission would be to limit that just to the C3 zone, which is only one of the commercial zones within the city, and would prohibit it in all industrial zones. So if you don't do anything tonight, you're sort of expanding the areas in which these facilities could be located. So, you know, I would encourage you, if you, again, I'm not making a recommendation, if you want to restrict it, though, you want to be able to take some action tonight so you can make sure you're meeting your deadlines for the May 1st expiration of your moratorium.
Okay, so this is primarily, as of July 1, medical dispensary?
May 1st.
May 1 for medical. January 1, 2016 for recreation.
Between now and then, we can have some discussions and some tweaking.
Regarding the recreation. You could for the medical, and you have options, and you could have another special meeting. You still have two regular meetings left, but unless you have a unanimous vote, it requires two readings at two separate meetings. So, in essence, you want to make sure that you're giving yourself enough time to have this in place by May 1st. So you don't have to do something tonight, but you know, the longer you put it off, you're putting your feet closer to the fire.
Well, really, no matter what we vote on tonight, it's going to get changed anyway, because we're changing it from a year ago when we voted to have the moratorium on it.
Right, so the moratorium expires May 1st.
Yeah. What we vote on really isn't going to matter anything.
Well, can I clarify, Mr. Mayor, can I clarify?
Sure.
If we don't do anything, Chad, really what that means is that I want to make sure I understand that essentially, let's just take Ray's Market. Ray's Market could get turned into a medical marijuana dispensary, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Correct.
Next door to City Hall could.
Okay.
It would then encompass your whole downtown.
Okay. Well, Jerry, let me clarify. I mean, that you still have the restrictions about it not being within 1,000 feet of a school, right, which includes what are they, career schools, secondary schools, and elementary schools. So I don't know the 1,000 feet restriction related to Raise Market. If there's a school within 1,000 feet of that, that could be a limitation. But short of that, the only other limitation is that it can't be within 1,000 feet of another dispensary. You know, then it can be located in any commercial zone or industrial zone.
That was why I thought it was a good idea, just to match what the county's doing. They're 500 feet.
They are 500 feet.
They're just going to move across the line.
So Roseburg is 200 feet.
So.
Well, yeah, I think Govan's what the county says, too.
That's why the 500 foot I thought was a decent rule. That, you know, I mean, 500 feet's quite a ways.
Because the thing is, you're not taxing it because you want the tax money, but you are going to have problems, then you're going to need extra patrol. And if you have no dispensaries in your town, you get no tax money from the state after the first year. Is that right, Chad?
Under the current taxing scheme, that's correct. Although, again, there's lots of discussions at the state right now about changing that. But that's correct as it exists now under Measure 91.
It would be nice if the state could get their act together, because it's kind of hard for the cities to go ahead and try to make up rules when we don't know what the state is going to do.
I think you probably have unanimous consent at the local level on that issue.
Well, I just see by them not making their mind up, it's just going to create more private grows in people's yards. You know, because they're going to grow their own instead of waiting for the state to get a dispensary where they can buy it. Yeah. So can we make the motion again for 500 feet?
Over. I make a motion again that we have the first reading of this law at 500 with amended for 500 feet from residential.
With the blessing of the county.
With what?
With the blessings
of the planning commissioner.
I'll second again.
Chad, do you want to say your little official part, or is that good enough?
I think that they covered it.
Oh, okay. I didn't want to steal your thunder there. So. Okay, and so it's been motion seconded to the ordinance to read as planning commission back to 500 feet. Is that okay?
Councilor Meyer?
Aye.
Councilor Anderson?
No.
Councilor Lozier?
No.
Councilor Stone?
Yes.
Councilor Bucks?
I'm still absolutely definitely against marijuana, but I'm going to vote yes on that just so the city can pretend like they might have some control down the line.
Mayor McKnight?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Well, you got your taxes. That's what you're after.
No, it's not the taxes. It's regulating where they're going to go.
No, it was. Yes, it was.
Well, okay. Here we go, guys. On to the next. Public comment. The purpose of public comment is to allow citizens to present information regarding items off the agenda. A time limit of 3 minutes per citizen shall apply. Does anybody have anything? Okay. We're adjourned.
Night, everybody.
Night, Chad.
Oh, one more. We met.
It's just not a good thing.
Sorry. Wait a second.